Mike Lee just added a genius idea to the big, beautiful bill. Senator Mike Lee wants to sell all of our national parks to BlackRock. If you follow leftist Instagram accounts or the legacy media, that's probably what you believe about the controversy that he started this week, but it could not be further from the truth. So just to be clear, this is what Mike Lee actually proposed to get added to the big, beautiful bill. Let's talk about then the merits without all the fear-mongering that you're getting from the left and even a little bit from the right now. So in the United States, there are about 640 million acres of federally owned land, and people call it public land, but it's really not public because usually you have to pay to get into it. So I say federally owned because that is the truth. The U.S. government owns the land. People cannot buy it. Here is a map just to show you what that looks like. You could see pretty much all of it is in the West Coast. There's a little bit in the East Coast, a little bit in Florida, a little bit in North Carolina, but most of it is in Utah, my home state, Nevada, almost all of it, a big chunk in California, Idaho, Wyoming, all of those states. I obviously care because I live in Utah. Mike Lee is my senator. The addition to the big, beautiful bill that he proposed would make it so 0.75% of what you just saw would be available for public purchase, or rather for private purchase. Private buyers could go buy that land, about 0.5% to 0.75%. That's about 3.3 million acres to, again, the 640 million acres that the federal government owes. And the question is why? Why are we doing this? Why would we want to do this? Here are the pros to the argument. The pros are very simple. Utah, Idaho, and Wyoming have a serious home shortage problem. Obviously, everyone really does. But if you look at Utah, Idaho, Wyoming, all of those states around there, there are no homes available for purchase. Many people don't know this, but again, in my home state of Utah, it is one of the most expensive places in the United States to buy a home. The same is true for Idaho. The same is true for Wyoming. Again, there's like no one in Wyoming, but you still can't move there because there's just no homes there. And the reason why is because there's no freaking land for us to put new homes on. We can't buy the land. Land in Utah, it's not just homes. Land in Utah is ridiculously expensive. You really cannot buy land here. The population of Utah, for example, it's relatively low. It's like 3.5 million for a U.S. state. It's not very high. We get six electoral votes in the Electoral College. But what most people do not know is that nearly all of Utah, for example, all the people reside in one small little strip up against the mountains, and it only takes about 2 hours to get from the top to the bottom of that. And that's almost the whole state that lives just right there. So in other words, it's very densely populated. And the reason why is that it's because all the rest of the land in the state is owned by the federal government. Everything outside of that strip is not land that you can privately purchase. It's not possible. So again, I cannot go buy a home like I would like to. People in my generation cannot buy homes. We understand this. To make matters worse, Utah is the youngest state in the country. Idaho is close behind it. I think Wyoming is quite young as well. And so there's a high demand because there are lots of young people with young families trying to buy their first home. Okay, so that's a problem. Obviously, selling federal land would increase the home supply because people could buy land and build on it, or even developers could buy, you know, large swaths of land and build more homes, and that would increase the supply. That's one pro. The other pro is that selling federal land would obviously increase the revenue to the government. And what is the big problem with the big, beautiful bill? It's obviously that it increases the deficit. That's the whole thing. And how do you decrease the deficit? You either increase revenue or decrease spending. You have to do at least one, if not both of those things. And selling this land would help with that. It would increase revenue. So those are the pros. The cons are actually not real cons at all. They're straw men. They're just lies coming from Democrats, also some Republicans as well, which we'll get into. And those lies are twofold. There's two main kind of lies going out about this bill right now. The first one is that they say that housing developments are going to go up in national parks. It's just not true. Like, it's our most beautiful land. I agree with that. Everyone agrees it should be protected. I guarantee you Mike Lee does not want Zion's National Park to have a Walmart in it. I promise you. They say that that's one problem. The other one is that they're saying that we can fix this problem not by increasing the supply, but by decreasing the demand. Those are the arguments. Those are the two arguments, both bad arguments, and I'll explain why. First, I want to show you, though, that Republicans are also making the same argument. Matt Walsh, he's a great, obviously great conservative. I agree with 99.9% of everything he says, is horribly misguided on this, for instance. There's a few conservatives. He's the biggest out there. This is what he tweeted about the bill. He said this, "We don't need to sell federal land. and turn our wilderness into housing developments. If we need more housing, let's round up all the illegals who don't belong in this country and evict them. That'll free up millions of housing units in one fell swoop. Leave the federal land alone. America's natural beauty, must be protected. So you can see there, Matt Walsh makes the same arguments as Democrats, but in a little bit of a different way. First off, none of the land proposed anywhere is near the national parks. They're just now. Again, we're talking about 0.5% of the land being sold. And I'm sorry, but if you've been to Utah, you know that there's 0.5% to spare. There really is. If you've been to Nevada, especially Nevada, which if you saw the map, that was the biggest chunk in the whole United States of federal land. It's in Nevada, between the beautiful mountains in Utah and the beautiful Red Rock as well. There is a whole lot of nothing. There's nothing there. I have to say, you could just go and build a city on almost any of that land and no one's going to care. No one's going to care at all. I also have to say, for people who are critical of this, like Matt Walsh, he lives in Tennessee, where almost all the land is private. There's almost no federal land out there. So I find it a little bit rich for all the East Coasters to come and say, oh, well, Utah and Idaho, we need to protect that land. It's like, yeah, I'm sorry. You don't live here. You don't know anything about this place. Respectfully, again, I agree with Matt Walsh on most things, so I'm not trying to pick a fight here. He just doesn't know what he's talking about. We don't have any ability to buy land here like they do in Tennessee. The government stole all of it. They say public land. It's not public land. It is federal land that no one can do anything with. And a lot of it is just land sitting there. I'm not talking about national parks. I'm not talking about national monuments. I'm just talking about literal desert. And they won't sell it. I don't think Matt Walsh understands this. He also makes the second argument Democrats are making, but in a different way. Democrats make the argument that we should have less kids and that will reduce the demand. Obviously, Matt Walsh doesn't believe that because that's crazy. But he says the solution is to deport all of the illegals. That will decrease demand. The only problem with this is that you've never been in an illegal immigrant's house if you think that that would help the demand. It would not. It might help a little bit. But here's the deal. Of the hundreds and hundreds of houses I've been in that have been owned by illegal immigrants, I can safely say that about 95% of them were either a one-bedroom apartment or trailers. That's what they live in. I'm sorry. And that's not racist. That's just the reality. That's where most illegal immigrants are living. So if we deport them, there's going to be a whole lot of trailers out there. I don't think Americans are going to want to buy them. I don't think that's the supply you're looking for. Overall, I think the bill that Mike Lee is proposing, or rather the addition to the Big Beautiful Bill, is fantastic. I hope it passes. I hope the fear-mongering will stop. Don't listen to the fear-mongering that Zion's National Park is going to have a Walmart in it. It will not. They are lying to you. I know that there's a lot of business owners that watch my show, so please listen up. I know that high quality talent that fits in your budget is hard to come by, and that is why I partnered with Leverage Assistant. Leverage Assistant connects American businesses like yours with highly vetted accountants, data analysts, marketing specialists, sales assistants, you name it, all working in the same time zone as you for only $3,000 a month. The average company right now is saving over $20,000 with Leverage Assistant. They do fantastic work. They're not a recruiter or a marketplace. Leverage Assistant is a high-touch resourcing solution where every assistant is vetted through 12 hours of interviews, skill tests, reference checks, and behavioral assessments to make sure that they fit your operational fit as well as your cultural fit. Right now, guys, they're being incredibly generous with just my audience. They are giving 1 month free to you guys so that you can check for yourself and see how great their talent is at no risk to you, to see what they're all about, to see all of those positions that they offer, and to get that 1 month free, head to the link in the description below. Since it was recently Juneteenth and we were celebrating Republicans freeing Black Americans from being enslaved by Democrats, I wanted to show you this insane video from yesterday of a host from The View saying that immigrants are here to pick your crops. Yeah, it's racist. Take a look.
And look, what's going to happen here is that we're going to find that milk gets a lot higher, because I don't know if any of you have ever been in a dairy farm. It is god-awful work. We're going to see that groceries and vegetables are higher. We're going to see an effect in our economy, because whether people like it or not, whether Americans acknowledge it or not, undocumented immigrants are an integral part of our society and our economy. And we're going to have to get used to seeing the videos of U.S. citizens detained, of U.S. citizen children being ripped from the arms of their mothers and while they wail.
So she says that illegal immigrants are an integral part of our economy because they do all the dirty work, and so we have to keep them around. They are a very important part of our economy. That is true. But make no mistake, we have made it that way. They're important. We are now dependent on them. That is why. It's not that they have to be that way. It's because we have made it that way. Contrary to what most people think, whether you're on the left or the right, I think there's a big misconception with this. The illegal immigrants who are working in farming or in dairy are not here because they came across the border illegally. Most of them are not. I know this because I've spent hours and hours in these fields and in these dairies. I know hundreds and hundreds of illegal immigrants who came here on work visas. That's why they're here. They came on work visas and then they overstayed them, which is still illegal. And yes, they should be deported. But the solution to that is actually very simple. And this girl doesn't want to talk about it. We should allow Americans first to take these jobs if they want them. If people want to work in the farms, if they want to work in the dairies, they should be able to do that first. If not, if they don't want to do it, which I have a small hunch that most Americans don't want to do that. I think if you ask most Americans, if you just said, do you want your kid to work in a dairy? I think most people would say, no, that sounds like a lot of hard work. I would rather them be at a desk job. I'm just being honest. It's not going to be everyone. I'm just being honest. I think that's what most people would want for their kids, myself included. And so if we've kind of showed, yes, most Americans don't want that, then we can then import labor on work visas if we want, because this work does have to be done. However, it's very simple. It's really not that hard. These people must be on some sort of parole where they check in ever so often to an immigration officer, and then they must return to their country when their work visa has expired. It's that simple. And if they don't, they get deported and they never get to come back again. It also must be illegal for dairies and farms to employ people who have overstayed their work visas. They should know exactly when it's over, and they should know, okay, they're terminated on that date. It is that simple. But to sit there, as this girl from The View does, and say that they must stay because we need them to pick our crops, it's racist. It's nasty. It shows that she doesn't know anything about illegal immigrants. It shows that they don't know anything about their lives. And I think it shows that she does not know what everyday Americans actually need and want. Replace that sugary pre-workout drink with Energy Rocks. Energy Rocks, guys, it's like Pop Rocks, but for pre-workout, it's only 20 calories, 4 grams of sugar, and it gives you all of the energy that you would get from one cup of coffee without all that extra nasty stuff. Go check them out right now. They're giving my whole audience 20% off. Just use the code JOSHCAR20 off at checkout. The link and that code are in the description below. Thank you so much for watching this video. Please like the video and subscribe to my channel so that other great patriots like yourselves will see it. And tune in every single weekday at 6 p.m. Eastern for the live show, or you can watch another video right here.